May 9th, Derek Carr.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Derek played high school football in Texas and California, and he received a scholarship to play college football at California State University at Fresno, where he won numerous awards. On this date, in 2014, Derek was drafted into the NFL by the Oakland Raiders. He was the first rookie quarterback to start a season opener for the Raiders. Here's his story.
Saying you're sorry can heal the wounded. Showing you're sorry can change a life. You're not the man I thought you were. Those words, more than any others, changed the life of Derek Carr. Keep in mind, this is a man who had heard his name after the phrase, with a 36th overall pick in the NFL draft, the Oakland Raiders have selected. While at Fresno State, Carr had lived the proverbial big man on campus life. As his talents rose on the field, the demand for his attention rose off the field. Parties, clubs, girls, everybody wanted some of Carr's time, and he was more than happy to give it. He spent his days talking about how important his faith in God was and how Jesus had changed his life. But his nights were filled with living in the opposite direction. Heather, a friend who had just recently become more than a friend and would one day become his wife, remembers that time. She said, he would say one thing but act the opposite way. He was talking about God and how much he loved God. And then I would see him going to the parties and hanging out with girls. After she had seen enough of Carr's double life, she wrote him a letter, a page and a half of describing the behavior she saw and begging for a change. In it, she told him, "You're not the man I thought you were." That's what God used to grab my attention to live for him, Carr said. After living both ways, I'll never go back. From that moment on, fueled with the kind of determination he once reserved for football, Derek hurled himself down a path to make things right. He found Heather and begged for her forgiveness. With tear-stained cheeks, he thanked her for caring enough to be honest with him and wanting the best for him. Once that relationship was healed, he turned his attention to the group of men who had been put under his leadership, his teammates. Sitting in the locker room in Oxford, Mississippi, minutes before a big game against the Ole Miss Rebels, the entire Fresno State Bulldogs were focusing in on the game that lay ahead. That is, everyone but Carr. He only had one thing on his mind, confession. He stood and gathered the attention of his teammates. He spoke about foolish choices, being a Christian who wasn't living like one, failures he wished he could take back. He admitted all of his mistakes and humbled himself before the team and asked for their forgiveness. He finished his speech by echoing Paul's words from 1 Corinthians. I am a Christian. Watch how I live my life now. James 5:16 says, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Who do you need to ask for forgiveness today? Don't wait to ask. Just go ahead and do it right now. Saying you're sorry can heal the wounded. Showing you're sorry can change a life.
Hey everyone, Jason Webb here, VP of Global Sales at Abundant TV. It's May 9th and today's story on Derek Carr profoundly touched on something very close to our hearts, living out our faith with integrity, as highlighted in James 5:16. This scripture tells us, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. It's a powerful reminder that our actions and confessions are not only about seeking forgiveness, but are vital for healing and transformation within our community. You know, it's easy to fall into the trap where our words don't always match our actions. It's happened to me. You know, we've all been there. Saying one thing and doing another, today's story with Derek is a stark reminder of why it's crucial to surround ourselves with strong, faithful Christians who hold us accountable and help us stay true to our word. You know, so here's a heartfelt challenge for all of us today, me included. Take a moment to think about someone you may have wronged, you know, perhaps without even realizing it. It could be a friend, a family member, a coworker. You know, reach out and ask for forgiveness. Saying you're sorry is the first step. You know, it begins the healing process. But going further, you know, as you heard in the story today, showing you're sorry, that's what truly changed lives. Actions speak louder than words. And it's our actions that reflect the depth of our commitment and faith. You know, let's use today as an opportunity to make things right. Let's start today to mend bridges and to grow stronger in our relationships and our faith. You know, this isn't just about healing others. It's about transforming our own lives. You know, forgiveness is for us more than them. You know, making us better leaders, better friends, and better followers of Christ. You know, thank you for joining me today. Let's take this step together and make a real lasting impact. God bless and have a fantastic day.